And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of September, 2013. It's the birthday of Bob Newhart, born in Chicago, 1929. Started out as an accountant, then started doing stand-up comedy. His comedy album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was number one on the Billboard charts in 1960. Bob Newhart became known for his deadpan style and slight stammer. He said, "I've been told to speed up my delivery, but if I lose the stammer, I'm just another slightly amusing accountant." It was on this day, 1958, the novel Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak was published in the United States, the story of Yuri Zhivago, doctor, poet, and his love for Lara. The novel was rejected in the Soviet Union. Officials felt that it was too concerned with individualism, so it was published in Italy and then all over the world. When it came out in this country in 1958, it quickly became a bestseller. In fact, it was the best-selling book of 1958. It's the birthday of Ward Just, born Michigan City, Indiana, 1935, author of more than a dozen books of fiction, including Echo House and An Unfinished Season. Started out as a journalist, he covered the Vietnam War for the Washington Post, was seriously wounded by shrapnel, came back to the States and wrote a book called To What End? Report from Vietnam, and then quit journalism and launched into fiction. His latest book, Rodin's Debutante, a coming-of-age story set in mid-century Chicago. And it's the birthday of the composer John Cage, born Los Angeles, 1912, who played music to be played on various things, including flower pots and the hoods of old cars. His piece Water Music required a piano, a radio, whistles, water containers, and a deck of cards. John Cage once sat in a soundproof chamber at Harvard and heard the sound of his own circulation. And afterward he said, "No silence exists that is not pregnant with sound," which led to his most famous piece, 4 Minutes, 33 Seconds, 1952, in which the performer was instructed to sit silently at a piano for 4 minutes and 33 seconds, so the audience could listen to all the sounds made by the world around them and by themselves. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled Practicing. My son is practicing the piano. He is a man now, not the boy whose lessons I once sat through, whose reluctant practicing I demanded, part of the obligation I felt to the growth and composition of a child. Upstairs, my grandchildren are sleeping, though they complained earlier of the music, which rises like smoke up through the floorboards, coloring the fabric of their dreams. On the porch, my husband watches the garden fade into summer twilight, flower by flower. It must be a little like listening to the fading diminuendo notes of Mozart. But here, where the dining room table has been pushed aside to make room for the second or third hand upright, my son is playing the kind of music it took him all these years and sons of his own to want to make. A poem by Linda Paston, Practicing, from her collection The Last Uncle, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.